Thank you, Brad. On Wednesday, the news began to spread that a Dodge Ram being used for the purposes of a commercial had become stranded in the intertidal zone between Moonstone Beach and Honda Point. The County Film Commission, which issues permits for companies wishing to film locally, released a statement regarding the incident stating that the permit was issued without the Film Commission's knowledge. Film Commission members are normally on site during these shoots to provide liaison and monitor the process. The Dodge was nearly submerged in the oncoming tide, and the County Department of Environmental Health reports that a small amount of lubricating fluid leaked into the water in what is described as a minor incident. State lawmakers promised action on reforming the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, and on Wednesday, a bill that would affect how the law is applied passed from the Environmental Quality Committee with bipartisan support. The bill, Senate Bill 731, now heads to the Finance Committee for its consideration before being heard by the full Senate and Assembly. The bill would speed up the disposition of legal challenges to building projects to allow agencies to comply with CEQA by posting their findings on the Internet and directs the State Attorney General's Office to track CEQA lawsuits to ensure that they're not being abused by vexatious litigants. The bill would also establish a statewide standardized threshold for the impacts of traffic and noise for infill projects and expand the exemptions for specific local planning projects that have been approved by local jurisdictions. The Sheriff Department's Community Response Team and Rio Del Police served a search warrant at a storage unit located in the old Eel River Sawmill Industrial Park following numerous complaints from private citizens. Deputies found a large indoor marijuana grow in the units that contained more than 4,000 growing marijuana plants, processed bud along with peyote. They also found evidence that the grower was living on the premises along with two pit bull guard dogs. While they were on scene, 32-year-old Jeffrey Davis arrived at the scene and was arrested and booked on cultivation and possession charges. Davis's girlfriend was called to take care of the dogs and the marijuana was confiscated. The Mendocino Sheriff's deputies responding to a 911 call in Ukiah earlier this week came upon the scene and found 34-year-old Kirk Schaefer dead from a gunshot wound to the head. It was later determined that the fatal shot was self-inflicted after Schaefer had called the mother of his child and a second female to the scene. Schaefer then threatened both women and fired a shot. Schaefer was under an active domestic restraining order when the incident took place and was banned from contacting either the mother or the child at the time. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant in the 2000 block of C Street in response to complaints of a possible marijuana grow being operated by 29-year-old Joseph Alvarez. During the search, detectives found a lab for manufacturing hash, including several hundred highly explosive butane canisters. Detectives seized 105 marijuana plants, 7 pounds of processed marijuana, and approximately 1 ounce of hash. Alvarez was arrested on manufacturing, cultivation, and possession charges. And finally, for some good news, the County Office of Education Rising Stars program sent 15 students to the State Science Fair in Los Angeles in mid-April, and the Humboldt County kids made quite the impression. 7th grade students Aiden Meyer and Milo Weller from Pacific Union took home first place in the junior division's cognitive science category for their project, Constant Distraction, Effects of Texting on Reading Comprehension. Also in the junior division, environmental engineering category, Jacoby Creek 8th grader Kai Narum took second place for his project, Pay More Attention to Bioretention, Effectiveness of Filtration Media for the Removal of Pollutants from Stormwater. As a result of finishing first and second, those three students are now eligible for the national competition. And in the senior division, Ferndale High senior Tyler Regley won honorable mention as well as a special award from the American Institute for Aeronautics and Astronautics for his work on turbojets and blade designs. What have you done this morning, Brad? That's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.